You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast for Sunday's edition. Sunday sees action from Hereford and Wincanton, while we've also got Irish action over at Downpatrick and Naas. Racing Radio will have it all covered live from 1:50pm with Alex Dunn, Rory DeLaghi and Alistair Jones, your studio team. To look ahead to the best of Sunday's action though, it's myself, Michael Wood and Alistair Jones. Alistair, how are you doing?
Not bad, thank you.
And Alistair, in terms of Cheltenham, it's been a week has passed. Did you have a good Cheltenham?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, very busy. I didn't actually have a bet, so no damage done on that part. But yeah, intriguing. Funny week. We've got used to all the good things doing the business at Cheltenham the last few seasons, but there was a couple of a couple of real downers on the week. Obviously, Duvan, the standout one, but yeah, outstanding as always.
And were there any moments that really caught your eye?
Oh, that, yeah, absolutely. I mean, how many do you want? Yeah, I thought the Gold Cup was an intriguing race. I wasn't a big fan of Size and Gold going beyond 3 mile for the first time, but, the ground came right for him, I guess, which was a big factor. I was surprised how... I thought they'd go a stronger gallop than they did. I know they were saying that they went a fair clip, but, I thought the only way Native River would win it was really try and make it a searching test. And, there's no doubt I think the race played into the winner's hands, but it's clearly a very good horse and still only young. He could well win another.
Indeed. Well, let's jump straight into Sunday's action then, Alistair. We're looking at three races at Wincanton and one at Hereford. The first of those we're going to be looking at is the 2:45 at Wincanton. It's a handicap chase over 3 miles, 1 furlong and 30 yards. 7 runners in the field to choose from. Who catches the eye for you, Alistair?
Yeah, fairly competitive race this. The one I like is returning from a break of 113 days. He's not been seen since early December, but this horse has gone well fresh in the past and doing fine. I think if he did repeat the form of that near miss in what was the London Grand National at Sandown over 3.5 miles, then I think he's the most likely winner of this. A lot of these have questions to answer on one count or another. This horse is very well handicapped. He's excellently handled by Neil Mulholland. As I said, the break isn't a concern at all, and his, that race at Sandown last time was over 3.5 miles, so this all stays beyond this trip of 3.1 miles, and given the ground's going to be quite tiring at Wincanton, I think assured stamina will definitely come in handy. So doing fine is a selection. The danger, possibly Frampton. Richard Johnson's really eye-catching booking for this horse, who's returning from an absence of 510 days, so clearly comes here with questions to answer, but the jockey booking bodes well and this horse is on a very dangerous mark. So Frampton would be the danger, but for me it's doing fine.
So doing fine, the selection for the 2:45. Let's move on to the next race on the card then. It's the 3:15 at Wincanton. It's a handicap hurdle. It's a novice's handicap hurdle, should I say. It's over 2 miles, 3 furlongs and 166 yards. Small field here, just the 5 runners. Who would be your best bet?
Yeah, 5 runners. All of them have a squeak for definite, even the bottom one, who's likely to be the outsider, Guard Forestier, who was ran easily his best race yet last time out at the track in a novice hurdle and making its handicap debut. I wouldn't be ruling that one out, but the most likely winner of this, without a doubt, is the top one. That's Cafe Adventure, who looked really progressive when winning a novice hurdle at Fontwell by some 14 lengths, and then next time at Sandown on its handicap debut was really well backed. failed favourite backers in the end, only finished third, but that was over 2.5 miles, and the key to this horse's defeat, I think, was the fact he didn't settle all well. He was very keen during the first half of the race. That ultimately, you know, took a toll, as it can at Sandown, with a stiff finish there. But this horse's backing trip here to 2.3 miles round Wincanton, which I think is a good move. I've got no doubt that he can win races off his current mark, and for me, Cafe Adventure, if, you know, backing trip under a positive ride, I expect him to be hard to beat.
So Cafe Adventure, the one to look out for in the 3.15 handicap hurdle at Wincanton. Let's move on to the 4.15 at Wincanton. It's a handicap chase here. Six runners in the field to choose from. It's over 3 miles, 2 furlongs and 162 yards. And Shannon Starr, Alistair, comes into this one with some decent form.
Yeah, he does. Last time out was beaten by General Girling. I think that is probably the key race. General Girling has since then, I think he was 50-1 that day when he beat Shannon Starr, but he's since proved that was no fluke. He did have the visor on for the first time on that occasion, so, you know, there was no fluke about that, and especially when he duly followed up under a penalty. I think Shannon Starr has definite claims for reversing the form here on with a bit of a pull in the weights with General Girling, but you know, I don't think there's going to be a lot between them at all. But one who might just scupper them both is number five, the David Dennis trained House Vienna, who this horse has been not the easiest to predict, it has to be said, but at Exeter only 5 days ago in a novice handicap chase, he finished his race really well and was only beaten a length and a half in a field of 13. Had he jumped better, I think he might well have won that. So it's no question this horse is handicapped to win races, and I do like the jockey booking here. Sam Twiston Davis takes over. Nothing wrong with Gavin Sheehan, but, you know, Twiston Davis is a top man, and if he can get this horse jumping a little better with a bit more fluency, then he's definitely handicapped to win races. And he might just be, you know, better handicapped basically than Shannon Starr and General Girling. So House Vienna gets a nod in the 4.15.
Before we take a look at the final race on our preview, which is going to be the 3.30 at Hereford, I think it's worth having a quick look at the big race of the day. It's over in Ireland at Naas. It's the Tote Irish Lincolnshire. And to look ahead to this one, here are the thoughts of our Irish racing expert, Andy Holding.
Yeah, taking a look at the Irish Lincolnshire, and all eyes are going to be on Secunderabad here from the Dermot Weld stable, but the ground concerns are a little bit off-putting with his chances. Therefore, I'm going to look for a little bit of an alternative in the shape of Ozzie Valentine, who's been runner-up in this race for the last two seasons. Last year, of course, the Stabber companion, Shruthahan. Another plus point, he's got good course and distance form when he finished third to Marshall Jennings last year. And he's also had a little bit of a float-up the other day at Dundalk just to put the finishing touches on his preparation. Marshall Jennings would be the main danger, but he's got a bad draw in stall 15, which rather tempers enthusiasm, but he should go well at a bigger price. Ozzie Valentine is the number one choice.
Our thanks to Andy Holding for his thoughts on the Irish Lincolnshire over at Naas on Sunday. Let's move on to the final race of our preview then. It's the 3.30 at Hereford. It's a mare's handicap hurdle over 3 miles, 1 furlong and 119 yards. Just a small field here of six runners. Who catches the eye for you, Alistair?
I'm going to go with the Charlie Mann trained Wish I Could. This is a former point winner who has got a really nice progressive profile over hurdles and ran out a ready winner of a 3 mile handicap at Newbury 3 weeks ago. Going up £9 for that, but you know, this mare is unexposed as a stayer, and that was against the geldings as well last time out, so back against her own sex. I think there's definitely more to come from this mare, and I'd be disappointed if she didn't go very close. So it's fairly competitive, this. Again, most of these are in form. It'll take a bit of winning, but I think Wish I could be too progressive.
So Wish I Could, the one to look out for in that one. I know you've looked at the card at Wincanton, Alistair. Is there anyone else on that card that we should be looking out for?
Yeah, it's a decent card. The novice hurdles are interesting, and the closing handicap hurdle at 5.15 as well. There's a horse called African Tiger who's shown absolutely nothing so far, but he has been contesting novice hurdles won by the likes of Neon Wolf, and he makes his handicap debut off a mark of 89 for Harry Fry, and if he can't be competitive off that, then, you know, he's got no future basically with the top yard. So he'd be the other one that really catches the eye on the card.
So African Tiger, one to look out for in the final race at Wincanton on Sunday. Well, Alistair, can you just recap your selections for the four races that we've looked at, please?
Yeah, in the 2:45 at Wincanton, we go for number two, Doing Fine. In the 3:15, it's number one, Cafe Adventure. In the 4:15, we go with number five, House Vienna. And then over at Hereford, it is Wish I Could. Number two gets the nod in the 3:30.
Good stuff. As always, Alistair, thank you for your thoughts on Sunday's action. And remember to tune in to Racing Radio from 1:50pm on Sunday for live commentaries and tips on the day's racing. So make sure you tune in for that.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.